of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Yes, I received the information in the mail at my business for the loan.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to just start with the 16-digit reservation code, and I'll pull up your file here?
Yeah, it's 2511-0501-0030-7247.
That was 7247 for those last four?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Perfect. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
James Newton. I'm the owner.
You said James Newton?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You go by James or Jim or?
Usually Jim.
Okay, perfect. I know there's a lot of variations for that, so got to make sure. Looks like you're calling with affordable auto and auto body and paint, is that correct?
Yes.
James.
I'm kind of in a spot, and that's why I called.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to just let me confirm.
Go ahead, sorry. I called another, another outfit, too, that sent stuff in the mail, but I'm just checking all my options.
Yeah, got to shop around, right?
Yep.
All right, if you want to just confirm a few pieces of information I have here on file, then I'll go ahead and dive into that, answer any questions you might have. How do you, you said you're the 100% owner for you guys out there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
And are you guys, looks like you're at 804 East Eisenhower, Loveland, Colorado.
That's where we're moving to. We're actually at our old location still. We're moving to that 804.
Okay, is that currently the billing address for you guys, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the physical location for you guys that you're at right now?
3507 North Garfield Avenue, Loveland, 80538. We've been here 5 years.
Okay. Is that how long you've been running the business, too?
Yeah. The one on Garfield we leased. This one here we're buying.
But the building?
Yeah, 804 East Eisenhower. The building on the property.
Okay. How do you structure the business out there, too, Jim? You guys like LLC, S-Corp?
Yeah, LLC.
And you said you've been running it since 2011? 2012.
4 years, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
How'd you get in the business? Did you open it all up yourself?
No, me and my nephew.
Oh, nice.
He's the one that had most, all the experience.
Oh, right. And then best phone number in case we get disconnected here.
720-469-9505.
And then do you guys have a website too for the business or no?
Yeah, we do. It's, what is that website? Loveland. Well, you know what? Lovelandpaint.com.
It's fine, not one
what,
of a.
You know what? It's lovelandautobody.com, I think.
Okay, no worries. And then also, best email for you, too, Jim.
Lovelandpaint@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, Jim. So if you want to just let me know a little bit more about what you're looking for, I can point you in the right direction and help answer any questions you might have.
Okay. All right. Let me start from the beginning. This address that we're at, that we're moving to, 804 East Eisenhower, we're actually, we've been working out of there for the past since last September, but I got a small business loan for it. What happened, and the bank's playing the blame game, and the construction company's blaming the bank. But anyway, when we got 3 weeks ago, we found out that we didn't have any money. No money was allocated for construction. All the money was demolition. So the construction company resisted with another bill for $160,000. Well, I don't have, I've got $60,000, I don't have $100,000. And I need to get a loan to cover that $100,000.
Okay, for the construction.
Yep, it's to finish the new building at 804 East Eisenhower. Yep.
Perfect. So and
well,
basically,
I mean, basically, it's done, but we're going to be coming up for. They're going to be wanting money in 2 weeks.
So that's the timetable as well on this. You're looking to get this taken care of pretty quick.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, I do work very fast over here as well. I don't know. It's Monday, so looks like you called the right one. So, and just so we get this straight, too, you said that the SBA only covered for the demolition, and you guys still got to take care of all the construction.
Yeah, the construction was $160,000.
Okay.
That's what you said, came out, the total.
You said you guys were looking to put about 60 of your own cash into that, too?
Yeah. Yep.
Would you guys maybe looking to be kind of bringing on a higher amount, keeping your own cash, and kind of financing the entire 160, so you kind of don't have that that cut out of your cash flow?
If that's possible, I don't know how you'll go.
Okay, no, I gotcha. Just kind of you know.
I called another aspect.
Who was that too as well?
It was get out of here. National funding.
National?
Yeah.
Did he end up applying with them, or?
Well, not, no. I talked to him, basically.
Okay.
But, they try to come as already approved for $75,000. But the way you pay back is kind of, I don't know, they want like a weekly draw out of your bank account.
Mm-hmm. What kind of payment or loan payment were you looking for? I'll say that.
Something I can afford.
Well, of course, but I mean the payback options. You said you weren't looking towards that weekly option, it sounds like.
No, not really. I was looking more towards like a monthly, but they wouldn't go a monthly, just a weekly. And I guess that's how they guarantee their money back, because that way
right.
They're drawing out of your account every week. I don't know, but I'm calling you because I don't know how you operate. That's why
I'm trying
to find out.
No, I got you, and that's kind of why I asked you to kind of see what it was that you were looking for.
And look, the problem with them is they had to only go a year, so that was a pretty big draw every week.
Uh huh.
They would only go up for a year.
Okay. Perfect. Well, how it works over here. Okay, I gotcha. How it works over here is we're going to approve you for the longest amount and largest terms possible, and then we kind of put the ball in your court and work backwards from that, which is kind of why I asked if you would be looking to kind of finance the entire thing so you guys don't have to pay that $60,000 out of pocket. But definitely we...
That would be good, yes.
Right, and then with the payment options over here as well, typically for first-time customers, it is that daily, weekly. We do have monthly as well, but it kind of is the industry kind of payback on these type of loans. They are short-term, unsecured business loans too, almost bridge loan, for situations just like yours. But yeah, there are different ways to get around that too, even if you were end up only qualifying for the daily or weekly. So we do have a lot of options over here, which is great. So.
Right.
Just a few other more kind of qualifying questions I have, too, to kind of give you a better idea of how much we could get for you guys. How much did you guys do in sales for this last year, for 2015?
I don't know right now. See, they...
Do you maybe have a ballpark estimate?
Well, the seller outfit, they had me do... They wanted the last 4 months of how much we deposited.
Uh-huh.
So, I'd probably have to find out on the sales.
It's fine. Just maybe if you had like a general ballpark for like on the tax return on what it said for that gross income.
Last year it was, I'm just trying to think, what was it last year? I think it was 1.2.
Okay. What are you guys tracking for this year too?
Around the same.
Okay. And where were you guys moving locations too? Is it a bigger one or...
Oh, yeah, much bigger. Much bigger, and then it's all new equipment.
Over there?
Two brand new paint booths. We're going to be able to double our output.
Okay, so everything's going to double over at the new location?
Yeah. We've got 24 employees.
Awesome.
And that's what kind of scared me on that weekly draw. My weekly payroll is $15,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay weekly.
Right. Yeah, I know that, because that 60K, that's kind of why I wanted to work around that too, because I don't want to have to make you guys, you know, kind of have that big, you know, pay cut out of your cash flow like that. Where else have you looked for financing on this too, Jim?
Which what?
Where else have you looked for financing on this? Have you gone to the local bank out there, or?
They won't loan no more. They said the loan's closed out, and that's it. That's what the U.S. Bank told me.
Yeah, U.S. Bank, that's who you bank with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
We had a cost overrun, and which we thought was a lot higher, and evidently it turned out it was only like $20,000. Or $22,000, excuse me.
And what was that for?
Cost overrun.
Okay.
On the demolition construction.
Okay. Perfect. Another one of our, you know, kind of qualifying factors over here too is your credit. How would you rate your personal credit?
Good.
Maybe a ballpark, 6, 7, maybe 8.
Well, I don't know. My credit score, I think, is around 7.
Okay.
700.
Perfect.
Of course, it depends on which agency you check.
Right. No, I gotcha. The only one we check from is Experian, actually, so. And then what's kind of, you know, plan B, per se, for you guys? Say you guys don't end up bringing financing on for this. You guys just kind of, How are you going to get around it, just kind of hypothetically?
Well, how we're going to get around it, we're going to sell about 4 cars and pretty much take our account down. it's going to be really risky.
No, I gotcha. So this is a pretty dire situation then, huh?
My nephew's got, he's got 3 classic cars that he can probably get. And the other two, a 68 Mustang, he can get up to 40 out of there.
Wow.
But, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to have to do that. Yeah, there's definitely other options. And, you know, that's the great thing about these capital loans, too. They're, meant for situations just like this.
We have a thriving business. We really do.
Yeah, it sounds like it too.
I'm a little bit upset at U.S. Bank because we were put in this situation that we're in. Of course, they say their exact response to me was, "Well, why didn't you see it said? Why didn't you see that it said on demolition?"
Right.
When you buy and do construction, you look to those people for guidance.
Yeah, I gotcha. Sounds like
I put a lot of blame on Thunder Pub Construction Company. I really do. I mean, they really helped us out, but I'm thinking, well, if it's demolition only, where do they think the other money's coming from?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, when I posed that question to them, the reply was that most bank loans on construction, small business loans, they figure that in.
Mm-hmm.
They figure in the demolition and the
construction.
Construction both. Mm-hmm. What's really weird about this whole thing, the guy that handled the loan, the small business loan for U.S. Bank,
mm-hmm.
he left in and went to another bank. And I flat told him, I think he screwed up.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No, let me tell you what he did. He put landscaping and figured that in on the equipment.
That's oh, wow.
Something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something else, man. I would be upset, too.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, I mean, we can't change nothing. We've got to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha, and you know, you got to figure out a way to, you know, get around that and kind of make it all work out, right? But do you guys have any other capital loans out or anything like that through the business?
No.
Okay, so this would be your first one?
Yep.
other than
that
SBA one, that was the only other one.
We don't owe no money to nobody.
Awesome. That's a great way to run the business, right?
Well, you know what? When I applied for this loan, I had $430,000 in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that went with...
yeah.
That went with the down payment on a small business loan.
Oh, yeah. How much was that down payment on that?
We put in, like, I think it was $105,000.
Oh, wow.
Or no, $273,000. That's what it was. I'm thinking of the real estate end of it. For the total loan. Yeah, it was because it was for the property, and the small business loan was for to buy the property and to turn and to do the demolition because it used to be an old school.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a full-size gym, and we had to take out.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
And then for the equipment, the two brand new paint booths, playing machine.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, sounds like a messy situation. But hey, to kind of get back to it, basically all it is that I'm going to need from you is a one-page application. I'm going to go ahead, and I already got the email typed up. I was just about to shoot that over, actually.
Okay.
One-page application, very simple. If you have any questions, just let me know on that. Along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. And then along with that, a copy of them. Go ahead, sir.
You said 6 months?
Yeah, just May to October. And I'll go ahead and type all this up in the email, too, and shoot that right over to you. And then just a copy of the most recent tax return so we can get the ownership breakdown and whatnot. Did you guys get 2015 all squared away and everything?
Yeah. You need a copy of what year tax returns?
Of this year, the most recent, for 2015, for the business tax return.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep, just those three things. I know it's Monday, too, but typically once I get everything back from you, I can give you an answer within about 24 hours. So I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to you right now, and then when do you think I can get all this back from you, too, Jim?
Well, I won't be going into it later today, so it'll probably be tomorrow.
Okay.
But when would you know as far as when that draw would be?
It really depends on which program you do end up qualifying for in the end, you know, and there are, you know, a lot of different options on, you know, how you can get around that as well. Like I kind of said, you know, even if you are only qualifying for the weekly or daily payment options, what you can do, it, you know, basically turns it into monthly or however you want to do it. You do, well, whenever you get the bill, say that you're on daily payments, whenever you get the bill, if you just go in, you know, prior at the end of the month, you can pay that whole month off, and we actually offer discounts for prepayment too, which a lot of other places don't even offer. So basically, you can go ahead, get a discount, pay for it all in a month in advance, that way you don't even have to worry about it. It's basically the same thing, just kind of a different way to look at that. So
do you permit early payoff?
We do, actually. We have the discount, and as well as about halfway through your initial loan, you're eligible to refi that previous loan you have with us with interest forgiveness and bring on more loans, which is very exclusive. I don't think any other bank in the industry has that. So, but I actually shot you right. Go ahead, sorry.
What about percentage rate?
It really depends, too. It really depends on, you know, what you look like on paper, basically, but, you know, as well with that,
I know credit scores and all that, but what...
The big factor is the strength of the business, though. I mean, it's not going to be all that credit, like you just said, so, you know, we are going to take into consideration how the business is, so, you know, there are a lot of, you know, key factors that will help you guys out.
Yeah, if that's borrowing more money, the total 160 would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how, if we go weekly, monthly, or whatever, then I wouldn't want to do that 160. If that was going to make a difference.
I gotcha. Yeah, definitely.
And,
all right, Jim.
You know,
go ahead, sir.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say, I did shoot you over the email. I'll keep my eye out for that. If I don't get anything back from you tomorrow, I'll give you another call. But before I get you off the phone, could I leave you with my direct dial? Because this number you actually got me on is the hotline number here.
Wait a minute, let me get a pen. I hope there's one in the drawer. Okay, go ahead.
It's 858-252-1481. And then my name is Patrick.
1481 Patrick. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Jim. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll keep my eye out for that.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yep, anytime.
All right, bye.
Bye.